hear what I've written and you need to obey. And my passion and my prayer for you is that all of this truth will capture your heart, that you would increase, he says to the Philippians, in knowledge and understanding. He says it to the Colossians. He says it to the Ephesians. So I think the testimony of Scripture itself is to its own clarity. And to come along and say that the Bible is not clear is then to accuse God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Scripture itself of claiming something for itself that it can't deliver. That's pretty serious.
John, I know I speak for lots of our listeners when I say thank you to you for all the work you do in helping to make Scripture clear and understandable for all of us. And thank you for your study and diligence. And thanks for this hour. This has been very informative.
Well, Phil, thank you. And I know you know all these things very well. And you're sharing the same convictions that I have. And together, we're going to endeavor to be faithful and to keep this ministry faithful to these very truths. And the dominating truth is that God's Word is supreme.
Thank you, John. And for those listeners who are interested in following this subject up further, I want to mention that you've got a new book coming out that deals with many of these issues, interacts with some of the writings of the leaders of the emerging church movement on various fronts. The book is called The Truth War, and it's scheduled for release in the spring of 2007. Those on our mailing list will receive notice when that book is available. We're going to offer it freely to everyone on our mailing list. So watch for it and be prepared for that.